gonna die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. I'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. But luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not gonna play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris. Or I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you. You were in my math class or in history. Is it, what are people, just dumb? They just forget you? Or people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Someone still loves you.
Hello.
Marty, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
Doc. No. No, don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Happy anniversary to Time Travel going into year 12. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. I'm going to start you in 1997.
Back to me. You don't want none. High quality action. Be still. still standing, damaging your other man. And quick reverse, potent as the first verse. My amplifier blows on your world's higher. World sire, cuts like a barbed wire. Record play, I pull up on you every day. Fast forward, I move and I swing toward. Exit load, put your brain in right mode. Select and mix, the man will perfect and fix. Heads lightly, bite me, copy, Xerox, cock, hand blocks. You can't knock them out there. Upbeat lifting, shifting, persistent, intelligent kingpin. Flipping astrology, as I roll with prodigy. With diesel power. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will now bring you one of the greatest virtuosos of our time.
Check this out. This is Chuck D.
And this is Flavor Flavor. Public Enemy is letting y'all know about Black History Month.
February is Black History Month, but we like to say that every single month we should recognize the rich culture and heritage of black people. Although the battles have not been won yet, we should be proud to take some time out this month to explore the powerful and victorious lineage of our people.
That's right, sir. Don't be a vulture. Learn your culture.
P.E. salutes the history of black people and the history that we are yet to make.
That's right. Not a mistake.
Yesterday, I don't even have the strength to pick up the candy, Cartman?
Oh, let's see. Nope, I don't have any Jewish candy.
Like, you really need all that chocolate, fat boy.
You're listening to Time Travel on WMFO Medford.
Here in 1997, here's a little Bush. Who doesn't like a little Bush?
What cigarette do you smoke, Doctor? That question was asked a few years ago of 113,597 doctors. The brand name most was Camel. Recently, that question was again asked of tens of thousands of doctors across the country. Doctors in all branches of medicine. And again, the brand named most was Camel.
Yes, according to these nationwide surveys, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Friends, Smoke the cigarette so many doctors enjoy. Change to Camel for 30 days and see how mild, how flavorful, how enjoyable a cigarette can be. Yes, change to Camels for 30 days, and you'll stay with Camels from then on.
How mild, how mild, how mild, how mild, how mild can a cigarette be? Make the Camel 30-day test, and you'll see. Smoke Camels and see.
107 FM WRNW. I'm Howard Stern with you each and every day, and I've got a great two for Tuesday.
Find out how well Camels agree with the throats of smokers. This far-reaching test was made. Hundreds of people from coast to coast, people with normal throats, smoked only Camels for 30 days. Each week,
leading throat specialists examined the throats of these smokers. They made 2,470 examinations and reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. Try Camels for 30 days and see how mild, how flavorful, how enjoyable a cigarette can be.
How mild, how mild, how mild can a cigarette be? More Camel than see.
Here's Dick Powell with a special message.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Camels have sent more than 198 million gift Camels to our armed forces. This week, gift Camels go to hospitalized servicemen and veterans at Veterans Hospitals, Framingham, Massachusetts, and Durban, Michigan, U.S. Naval Hospital, San Diego, California, and to all hospitals operated for the U.S. Air Forces in the Far East. Now, until next week, enjoy Camels. I always do.
You boys and girls won't object to Groves emulsified nose drops. There's nothing unpleasant about them. They don't run out of your nose and make you messy. They don't run down the back of your throat and make you sickish. What's more, they don't burn or sting the inside of your nose. They quickly check a head cold and yet do it in a nice way. These nose drops are something brand new and a big improvement on old-fashioned oil drops. Mother is interested in getting results when you have a cold in the head, and she'll get results much faster with Groves emulsified nose drops. In every section of the country, Groves emulsified nose drops are selling at an amazing rate. That's because they are better in every way. Tell Mother to procure a bottle at the corner drugstore. emulsified nose drops will surprise you with the way they look and act. These nose drops are white and creamy. They don't look, taste, or smell like medicine, yet they are highly effective. That's because they are medically superior, because they stay up in the nose. Any child can understand that nose drops that stay up in the nose will do more good than nose drops that run right out. Impress this fact upon mother, and she will undoubtedly let you try these new type nose drops when you have a head cold or stuffed head. All drugstores sell Groves emulsified nose drops, and they're really more economical than the old-fashioned kind because you get more for your money and because you can use less. Ask mother to get a bottle today.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
All right, bringing you back to the 60s, 1967 and 68. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you till 7 p.m.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch on witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. I hold an area, sing it high, sing it low. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go be home. Ding dong, ding dong, the world has opened up and sing. And ring the bell now, ding.
I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Eleanor G, I think you're swell.
All right, we're in the late 60s right now on time travel, specifically 1967 and 68. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. For those of you new to time travel, I jump around from time period to time period. We started in 1997. We are now in the late 60s, and we will go to a couple of other places today, including the 70s and including modern day time, or at least 2018. I got a couple songs that are modern today, and we're going to jump back to a couple more old commercials too. So thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here's the Rascals.
All the world over so easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
You should see.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. We are in 1968 right now on time travel. Had a bagel this morning. Bagels are nice. I love the bagels. I had that Asiago Parmesan yesterday, and I took home a sesame for today, and I did the sesame. One of the things that I love about the sesame is there's like about 200 seeds on it, and about 170 of them fall off in between you toasting it and then getting it on your plate and then your car. I'm like, come on. What's going on? What kind of bagel is that? Just get a plane. It's the thing to do unless you got a car vac. Yeah. And if you have diverticulitis, don't have that. I don't have that yet as far as I know. Anyway, time travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Here's the Grassroots.
Bring that meeting to me, the phone can hear it say,
not confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic
Young Girl. Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charm. Kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you. Just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you. Sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. 'Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you.
She opened the door. She
is Tom Jones on Time Travel with Chris. We're going to jump to 2018 now. This woman won an Oscar a couple of weeks ago, remade an Elton John song. This is Your Song by Lady Gaga from 2018 here on Time Travel. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. But then again, nor a woman who makes potions on a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. Your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.